cover versions. Yeah, cover versions of music. That's what this is all about. It's day 10 of October, and RJNS has come up with a wonderful idea that we should pick out our favourite cover version. And I am going to play you one of my favourite cover versions, but I have to tell you that all my life I've been surrounded by cover versions. And even when it comes to the music that I like today, they're almost all cover versions of other people. So I'm going to start with the cover version that you all know and love, I predict. I predict there isn't another person who's going to listen to this who doesn't love this music. Come on. Come on, play, baby. Oh,
there is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor one. In God.
Was I right? Did you like that? I reckon that's got to be one of the most popular songs, really. Now, where did that come from, and what was the original version of that song? And this is what this whole thing has led me to, because I didn't ever know what the original version was. Now, apparently, and I'm consulting here the great authority, Wikipedia, it was a ballad. And it went right back to English emigrants who went to America and later went to New Orleans. Apparently, even Alan Price, the lead singer in The Animals, claimed that it was originally a 16th century English folk song about a Soho brothel. The earliest recording is actually goes back to 1934. And it was one of the songs collected by Alan Lomax, so I'm going to try and find you the 1934 song. I doubt I'll be able to find it, but I'm going to just check. Appalachian, Clarence Ashley and Gwen Foster, 1933.
Around.
Okay, I think we'll leave it there for the moment. But I do want to play you what I consider to be the greatest cover version of all classical singing. And it's a performance of a piece of music written by Mozart. And it's performed in the Carnegie Hall in New York in front of a huge gathering of her greatest fans and contacts. This is the one and only Florence Foster Jenkins singing The Queen of the Night, which I submit as being the greatest cover version ever recorded of that aria. Let's hear it. Oh dear, she's broken down. I'm afraid this is what's called a pig's ear of a recording here now this evening. And I suppose if you're going to be a regular DJ like this, you've got no chance if you can't get your equipment to work. But let's see if she'll... No, I'm afraid it's a complete unmitigated disaster, and I shan't play you any more of that now, but let's see if I can do anything better. A bit. We'll try one more piece. Okay, I think that is, without doubt, my favourite cover version that I've ever heard in my entire life. Thank you very much. I'm sorry it was such a staccato performance.